Welcome, everybody, to another episode of La Plática.
What is up, everyone?
I'm your host, Sebastian Robles. And like I've been saying since quarantine started, I'm with my superstar host, quarantine co-host, I Love Sarai.
Hello, guys.
Today, we have something super special. We're going to be talking to you and you only. And guess what? We're going to be calling you. So I hope that when I call you, because it's going to be on caller ID, because I can't give you my phone number. Come on. Right?
Yeah.
So you're going to be receiving, some of you, a no caller ID phone call. We're super excited to talk to you guys tonight. Also, just a quick recap. Our last episode, thank you guys so much for watching it. It was about jealousy, how me and Karen used to act upon jealousy. We gave you some scenarios. We kind of let you guys in our secrets of how to, you know, even being, you know, who we are and being in social media and whatnot, how we actually work with jealousy and things like that. And you guys absolutely, absolutely loved it. By the way, can you guys hear me very well? Yes, you can. So since that video did so well, and I know that you guys love our relationship advice, I've been with this lovely girl next to me for over a decade. And I can tell you that we're not perfect, but I can give you some good advice. And Karen can give you some good advice as well.
Yep.
So on today's episode, like I told you guys, like I said, follow us on Instagram as well. Because on Instagram, I told you guys on my Insta story that I will be calling you guys. I'm not going to be answering the question. You're going to be giving us questions. And we're going to be hoping to give you guys the best advice possible. And by the way, these glasses I got because these are my relationship advice expertise glasses.
Yes. And now that you are turning 30 tomorrow, definitely Man. Goes with your age. And they look great on you.
So you're saying I look like Santa Claus. Guys, these are my Santa Claus swaggy glasses. I look like a relationship advice
I want to let Expert. You guys. I want to let you guys know that we are in Sebastian's final hours of being 29 years old. Man. He is joining the 30s club, and I told him it only gets better from here. I'm 31, going on 32, and I feel like I wouldn't want to be in my early 20s again. I was kind of a mess, so I feel like being older now. I got my. Yeah. You get things together as you get older, you know. So I told him it only gets better from here. Life gets better. And now you a big kid. Now you a real ass.
Now I feel like a real
whole
adult.
Ass adult now.
Like no one can tell me shit anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. And there's no more excuses not to anything because after here, you start making some life changes. You got to take things more serious.
Yeah. Ever since I can remember, I've always hung out with older people. I've always gotten with older people. So I was always
older people. Or just.
I'm sorry. Let's rewind that. Obviously, I've been with somebody older than myself. I'm just always attracted. If not only that, I feel like I'm very mature for my age.
Yeah.
Ever since I was 18, 19, 20.
Sometimes.
Okay. We get it. Sometimes. But I think I'm very mature. I can keep up with the great, intelligent conversation.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I roll with the big dogs. It's been like that for a while, right?
Right.
So I've experienced a lot of people turn 30 already, 32, 33, right? I don't have an older brother. I don't have an older sister. So I never really had like that mentor or, you know, somebody to, you know, look up to. I mean, I have people that I look up to, but I never had, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So turning 30 now myself, being one of the last ones in my crew or in my circle, everybody says the same thing. And everybody says one thing. Your 30s are the best times of your life.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm excited to turn 30, but I'm super sad to leave my 20s. I just don't want to age.
Yeah, of course. I think things start to hit you a little bit. Like I feel like right when I turned 30, it kind of hit this moment of like, oh my God, 10 years from now, I'm going to be 40 and then 50. Like that just is crazy to me. Super, super crazy to me because I feel like life just flies by. And it's so funny, like we talk to our parents all the time and we're like, when you guys were 30, you guys had like hella kids already.
Yeah.
They had a
times
whole different
are so
life.
Different.
Yeah, it's really different. So welcome to the 30s club. I'm super excited for Sebas to be 30. I'm excited for this new journey of his life because I feel like you hit 30 and things tend to change a little bit, but for the better. And I want you guys to know that everybody is on their own journey. There's no book that says by 30, you got to get your shit together. There's no book that says you got to be married by 30. babies by 30. You got to be doing this by 30. You got to own this. No, you are in your own journey. So never forget that. So I think it's just, you know, we're ready to close chapter to the 20s. It's starting something new and it's only good from here. Set good intentions into this birthday.
So I'm excited. I'm going to take a birthday shot with y'all in a little bit. I'm going to let you guys know. I'm going to let you guys know right now. So in a little bit, call your tia or whoever you live with, your brother, your sister. Tell them to go get you the bottle, bring it back to you. Because by the time they come back, we can take a shot. I tell myself all the time, because I always say, like I said.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to tell myself not to say that anymore. Like I said.
I was like, wait, he's going to say it again.
Before all this happened, you know, I'm turning 30. So it's like a big deal to me. I think it's even a much bigger deal to me than when I was 21.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So 30. I told Karen in the beginning of the year, babe, like around February, I said, babe, wouldn't it be amazing if I take all my family, if I take all my friends, all of my loved ones to Guadalajara, where my mother's from, and just hang out, you know, stay in Guadalajara, go to tequila, like be like a whole week extravaganza. Yeah. So that's what we were going to do. And then throw a big party in the pueblo.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, due to circumstances, it's not going to happen, but I will do that soon. And hopefully this year.
Sebas was literally a click away from booking this Airbnb. Yeah. And I was like, you should wait it out a little bit, see what's going on. Cause I'm not trusting like the world and the news and stuff. And he did. And I mean,
yeah, but I'm so sad because it was my 30 year old party doesn't happen this year.
Yeah.
My 31st is going to be.
Yeah.
Out with a bang.
I feel like 2020, like, let's be real, guys, 2020 has been shit. And I feel like all of us are resetting 2021. We never want to go back to this year ever again. And that's it. That's out on 2020. Okay. 2020 has been a shit show. I'm grateful every day to live and breathe and just be alive. But there's been just so much every day going on that I cannot take it. Yeah. So it's been about a year for everybody.
Now I remember what I was going to tell them. And I told you this the other day. I know that I love to film What to Bumps.
Yeah.
I love it. I talk about music. I have fun with it. I'm creative with it. And not only that, people absolutely love it. And I love that 100%. But I also love this. I love La Plática, right? I love La Plática.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, guys, and I've already made up my mind, because being 30, you got to make up your mind by yourself now.
Yeah.
I'm changing my YouTube name from My Sebas to La Plática Podcast. Uh-huh. And I'm creating another YouTube channel that is strictly What to Bump.
I love that. I love it. Creating two channels is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense because I don't want people just to be on, you know, waiting for a plática and getting something else.
Right.
So why not just do two channels? It'll be cool. People will love it. Guys, what do you think? Can we do that?
I like the idea.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. And I've made up my mind that till now, hasta que sea viejito, I am going to be the guy who does podcasts. And I'm going to be the guy that talks about music on What to Bump.
Yeah.
And by the way, the What to Bump last time, I'm glad everybody loved it. It was so much fun. It was so different. And thank you.
Also, real quick before we get into the actual videos, speaking about Sebastian doing this channel to La Plática Podcast and the other channel, he's going to be actually be getting a little makeover in this room. It's going to be upgrading.
Yes, that's what I was going to say as well. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this, but we've been furnishing our home since we moved in. I feel like it's a never ending process. Comment down below if you understand what I mean. But moving into an actual home is much more work than just an apartment because it's your actual home. So you think, you almost like think twice about what you have to buy because you're like, wait a second, is this going to work here? Yeah. The measurements, this and that. So I'm working with a designer that's been helping us with everything in the house. And one of the things that I talked to Sebas about wanting to do, and he actually finally agreed, is to upgrading this room into like a gentleman's lounge, like a straight up lounge, a whole different vibe. Yeah. And Sebas is totally down for it. So there's going to be some changes on the wall over here. There's going to be...
No, it's going to be a complete remake, redo, like remodel, whatever you want to call it. Exactly what Karen said. She took me to the furniture store and we were looking at like pieces for the house. And they, the way that this furniture store had everything set up, it was just so sick.
It's like antique, so.
Yeah, it was just like such a vibe. And I was like, this is so inspiring. If you guys seen Platica episode one, you know how it was. I went up pinche masita like this, a little ass table and two chairs that I had right there, you know. Yeah. But I just wanted to do it already. Yeah. You know, right now it's nice. It's cool. But guys, La Platica version 2.0 is coming soon. I don't know when.
It's hopefully so good.
In the next maybe 2 to 3 weeks, it'll be like pretty solid.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. It's not, it's gonna be more hangout. It's yeah. gonna be more chill.
Relax.
But
it's gonna also meet that like 30-year-old adult gentleman look. No, the vibe is super, like, if you guys think about it, think of like a men's gentleman's lounge, like the vibe of that, like yeah. tobacco inspired leather.
Yeah. A place we can stay all day.
Vibey. It's so vibey. And I was telling him, it'd be smart for you to transform this entire office into a Platica filming room.
Yeah.
And then we can probably share an office upstairs or something yeah. like that. Make one of the other rooms into an office.
For those who don't know, this is my office. This is my game room, and this is my Platica room.
Yeah.
So it gets a little cramped sometimes.
It gets a little musty in here, too.
So I'm deleting the desk out of here, all the computers, and it's literally going to be the ultimate living room for a man here.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole
vibe. But it's going to be, when I say man, it's not just for males. It's just for me, but everybody's going to enjoy it. It's yeah. a place to just stay all day, a vibe. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm excited for this because it's such a beautiful room. Like the shelves are great. Everything's great, but it's really like time to upgrade this and elevate this room to another level.
Yep.
So it can really just, cause like when you guys come on here, you guys know the background, you know what it looks like, but this whole new vibe is like grown man.
Yes, exactly.
Sexy vibe.
Sexy. That's the word. Sexy. So cheers, let's get into this video. And guys, we cannot wait to talk to you guys. These are our favorite episodes. And me personally, this is why I bought this. This is why I buy this. It's for moments like this where I get to talk to you. So let's get started. All right. So we're calling our first guest. And remember, we're not asking the questions. We're just trying to give the best advice. Oh, my God. What's the name again?
Laura.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Sebastian, and I'm actually the host of La Platica, and I'm literally wondering, what was the question that you...
lying.
I swear.
Why would we lie? Girl, what up?
Oh, my God. I'm literally sinister. Oh, my gosh. No. Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
We're super good. You're actually our first caller.
Oh
my God, are you guys serious right now? Like, is this a joke?
Yeah, like I got all the cameras rolling. Everything's recording.
We saw the
air. Yeah, I seriously thought this was like a propaganda thing because I'm always getting phone calls.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, who is calling me right now? Is it from work?
I don't know if you saw my last Insta story, but I said, I'm sorry, we're starting a little bit late, which I apologize because I don't know, you know, you might be going to sleep. I don't know. But, you know, I said, I'm going to be giving you guys a call by no caller ID. So, hola. How can we help you?
Hi. Oh, my gosh.
Your name's Laura, right?
Yes, Laura. It is.
Nice Peachy, to meet you. Peachy Laura.
Peachy Laura.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm like kind of obsessed with them. So,
I'm going to put you on blast really quick. And this is what really attracted me to your comment because I read it, obviously. And it basically says, how do you feel about, you know, breaks? Can they make or break a relationship? You know, I don't know if you're going through one right now in the present, but you said I'm kind of going through one right now and it's really tough.
Go ahead.
Oh, you guys can go ahead. I'm just like so shook. I'm like,
don't be shook. Don't be shook.
Wow. I mean, I was just curious, like since the very last one, I was like, oh my gosh, this is something I seriously want them to cover because like for the longest, I've just been like super struggling with that. And I'm just like, I don't know who to go to. And I'm just like, oh, they seem so like the right person to go to for it.
I love hearing
that. And I'm just
that.
Like, I don't know, because it was like my first year's relationship and stuff. So I had never really gone through something like that.
Mm-hmm. Got
and
it.
Like, it's kind of just really, really tough right now. So I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
So quick question. How long have you guys been together for? And what was the lead, like what led up to this break?
So like a year and 6 months and kind of technically a lot because we had, I mean, I kind of felt like the entire relationship, I was kind of investing more in it than he was. Mm-hmm. And then kind of technically, like, I guess you could say some cheating happened, and then kind of trust issues, obviously.
Got it.
And then we tried to work it out, but it kind of just wasn't the same, because I always just felt like if he kind of really wanted it, the effort really would have been there.
Exactly. So,
did you,
yeah.
Who was the one that said we need a break? Was it you or was it him?
Me.
Oh, it was you. Okay.
I
was
tables like, turn.
All right. This is where I was like, okay, I know this is going to go. I mean, personally to me, breaks to me like mean you want to fuck around. That's how I feel. Like if Seba says we need a break, I'm going to be like, no, you want to fuck around. Like I'm not coming back to you. That's just how I am. I'm just kind of like, I don't put up with breaks at all, just because I feel like we can work through this if we really want to. So I feel like mm-hmm. in this case, it's like, if you take this break, like I feel like there's just a lot of time loss and there's so much that can happen in between that it's never guaranteed. But what if like one is waiting for the other and then you try to go back and then it's like one doesn't want to be with the other one anymore. Personally to me, if you wanted a break, I feel like he should be fighting a little bit for you, being like, hey, no, let's work this out.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's kind of not like putting in any kind of effort.
Yeah,
that's why I'm just like, I kind of felt like I needed to take a break, because I was like, after a certain situation happened where it was like cheating,
yeah,
I kind of just felt like, oh, I need some space and some time to kind of get over it, because I kind of have always been the type of person to just like ignore any kind of situation and move on from it without properly dealing with it. And I was like, it was super bugging me, because it's like, obviously, if you cheated, it's like,
yeah, for sure,
I'm not just going to move on from it. And I can't look at the person the same way. So I was just like, I need just some space.
Yeah.
Cheating to me would, oh my goodness, I don't even know how I would take that.
It's like a whole complicated situation.
I mean, things happen like that, but that's hard. Like to come back from cheating, it is a whole, it's like you lost that person completely, like their trust, their honesty. It's so hard. Honestly, like with that being said, do you guys have kids together?
No.
Okay, well, that's good.
That makes it easier.
Girl, I'm going to be honest with you.
You're young. Live as your life. Fuck. Yeah.
Live your life.
I know.
Sorry, Sebastian, to cut you off. Like to me, I feel like the hardest thing is probably when you try to think about the good stuff and you're like, okay, it might work out. Let me try to go back with them. Maybe it will. Like you start to miss them a little bit. It's a temporary feeling like, no, girl. Like at this point, live your life.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, coming from me, a newly 30-year-old as of tomorrow.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you so much. I'm going to tell you right now, estás super joven. You're super young. Mm-hmm. Live your life. Obviously, if you wanted a boyfriend, if you wanted a man, go for it. You know, there's some people who like to be single, don't need anybody to rely on. And then there's some people like myself, which I call myself a Romeo. I want somebody by my side. I want to love somebody.
I want somebody to love me.
Right? So what I'm actually listening to, since I'm actually somewhat of a relationship advice expert, you should see the glasses I have on right now. I'm going to let you know right now, since what you're telling me is, you know, there was some cheating and then you still are there trying to put some effort and then you're actually giving yourself that break, which you're really strong for you being the one wanting the break. That's really cool. Yeah. So kudos to you. But if he's not putting in the effort, I think to me, somebody, as a male, I'm more like logical, I feel. So I'm going to tell you right now, you should just scratch it out. You know what I mean? There's you'll be so surprised. The older you get, the more wiser you get, the more beautiful people that you're going to meet. And you know, that it's really like that. It's that simple.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, like, kind of, it was hard at first, and over with time, I've definitely like been able to get over it.
Yeah.
And I've just been like enjoying hanging out with friends and myself and doing my own thing. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, I went through, and I hate talking about this in front of Karen, because you can even ask her. I never talk about any other relationship other than the one that I'm in with her. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, I used to be like that person, like super young, and I was so like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, she cheated on me or I broke up with her. But, you know, there, time heals everything. And when I met Karen, all of that changed. And, you know, I was like the happiest ever. So give it time. Don't even stress. Once again, it's not like you're 40, 50 years old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just give it time. You're probably a beautiful young lady. So just be chilling.
Also, I was going to point out too, like the hardest part about breaks and breakups, I feel, is just getting out of that routine. Like you guys are used to a routine of like calling each other.
Yeah. That's actually a really good point.
Mm-hmm. Like routines make it so hard because once you don't do that anymore, that's when you start to kind of be like, wait, I can't live without him. Like, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah.
But it's just breaking that cycle and doing your own thing. And eventually you're going to be like, oh my God, like this fool's whack.
Yeah.
I don't need him.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's Laura, right?
Yes.
Laura, at the end of the day, we're just giving you this advice right now because this is what you're telling us. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you're the one that knows what's good. Your heart can lie to you. Your brain can lie to you. But your gut will never lie to you. So whatever you feel in your gut, that's what it really is.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, totally, I agree with Karen. It's like, now that I'm just like, at first it was really hard because it's like, obviously we were used to seeing each other like every weekend or like a couple of times throughout the week.
Yeah.
But then it's like afterwards, I was like, I don't want to go back just because I'm comfortable with it.
Exactly.
Because I don't want to be like alone or whatever. Yeah. But like now that a couple of weeks and months have gone by, it's like totally fine. Like I'm okay. Like I don't feel like I need it. But I was just like, I don't know. Is it like, am I doing the wrong thing? Am I going to make the wrong decision? And like, if I want to go back, it's just no longer going to be there.
To be honest, I already think that you're winning because look at the way you're saying. You already sound super strong.
Yeah.
So to be honest, you're winning already. And if he, like I said, if you do ever want to get back with them, which no one should judge you about that, you know, mm-hmm. if it's right or if it's wrong, you know what I mean? But always if he has to, it takes two to tango.
Yeah. Definitely.
But I agree, girl.
Laura, that was a really good one.
Where are you from? I see your area code. Are you here in the Los Angeles area?
I'm in LA. Yeah, South Central.
Oh, what up, girl?
You're nice. No wonder the service is so good. You're nearby.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Man, well, thank you so much for tuning into La Plática here. We love talking to you guys. Great question. Hopefully, we gave you some okay advice.
Yes, thank you. You guys totally made my night with the call. Aww. I was like, never gonna happen.
Oh, come on.
Aww, no, Seba.
You do the best, really.
Literally, what really fills our heart is talking to you guys. Like, it's the best.
Oh.
Yeah, so thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you guys for calling.
Of course,
please stay sober.
All right, no worries.
I don't know.
have a good night.
Bye,
and thank
girl.
You so much
thank
for the
you
support.
Too. Bye.
Bye. That was good. That was so much fun. I literally feel like a relationship advice expert. You know what I mean?
Your advice is a lot better than mine.
I'm going to add that to the resume.
I'm going to let you talk first going forward, and then I'm just going to...
We'll switch. This time, I think you talk first, and then the next one, I'll talk.
No, you do it first. Yeah. You do it in this one.
All right, next one, baby.
Hi, boys. Okay, ready for that number?
Yeah, there's a girl. You know what? I'm not even going to say the name. I said the other girl's name last time. I'm not going to say the name. I'm going to say if it's okay if we can, you know, say the name, because I don't want to burn them or anything like that. But this girl said, oh my God, I need to talk. Okay. Hopefully she answers. Cause like I said, I turned my,
it's just super, super crazy.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Sebastian and I'm actually the host here at La Plática. I'm actually with my quarantine co-host. I love Sarai.
And, hey, girl.
I saw,
is that Karen?
That's right, girl. I'm right here.
It's definitely Karen.
Hi.
We saw your DM and all it said was, I need to talk.
Yeah, so
we want to talk with you. We want to see what's on your mind. What do you need some advice on?
First of all, Katie, where are you calling from?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Los Angeles, California.
Represent.
Where's your area code from?
I guess it's a new one because I got my phone broken.
I've never heard of that area code.
Like, I know it's new. It's like LA's new area code.
Ooh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Fancy.
I guess.
Your DM attracted me and it said, oh my God, I need to talk. So we're here.
Please, let me vent.
Vent to us,
vent
please.
To us.
And hopefully we can give you the best advice we can.
Please. Okay. here I go. So,
I me being Hispanic, I feel like I love the chisme. So, like, just give me all the chisme.
Let me tell you.
All right, what's up?
When do you just give up? Like, when do you realize that you just have to stop trying?
Well,
I'm gonna let Karen handle this.
I'm gonna let Sebas go first. Well, I have to ask questions. I want to know, like, well, how long have you been together for? Do you live together? Is it serious? Do you guys have kids? Yeah. Are you like, give me the backstory first.
Cause me, I'm more like simple and to the point. If you're already thinking about giving up, then you should give up. That's my advice, literally.
But
I don't know your situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like super, like, still new, like super fresh. Like, we're best friends, but there's a lot going on right now with like family and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I feel like I'm being kind of like brushed off a little bit, but there's still like hope.
Yeah.
There's just like too many things going on.
You're getting brushed out because he's paying attention more to something else and he's not really giving you, you know, his full attention, or what do you mean?
Like, also, like, there's, like, not I'm paranoid, but, like, also because of, like, situations that have happened before.
Got it. So there's a little bit of trust, you know, issues?
Not with the same person, but, like,
Got it.
Okay.
This is on your side or his side?
On my side.
Okay, got it.
I didn't do anything, but, like, that I've gone through. Like, how do I separate, because not every person is the same, and that's something that I have a hard time getting through.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I separate those feelings and see that people are not all the same?
So I'll answer this one, because I actually talked to Sebastian's sister about this. She like vented to me. When you like have an ex that you're with for a while and there's a lot of things that go on and happen, it kind of sucks because it can ruin it for the future person you're with, because you'll have trust issues, you'll have habits that you have, whether it's getting mad easily or whether it's going off on them or being jealous, like whatever it is. I think you really have to give that person a chance before, like if they haven't done anything, you have to give them a chance. You have to control yourself and calm your thoughts down and really like step back and ask why you're getting upset. Because I'm like, sorry to put Sebastian's sister on blast, but she was telling me, you know, with my ex-boyfriend, I would get super pissed off at him and I would freak out and lash out and I would just go off, right? And then with this new guy, she finds herself doing the same thing. And I'm like, well, what are you mad about? She's like, nothing. I'm like, what do you want, attention? She's like, I don't know. But she's doing the same traits from like the last one. And I'm like, if this guy is not causing you to act this way, then there's no reason. I think you're fucking crazy, girl. You gotta relax.
And I didn't hear this story, but it seems like my sister is fucking it up.
No, she is. I had to like shake her.
Yeah.
But she was like, I really like the guy. Like, I really like him, but I just sometimes act up. And I told him I didn't want to talk to him for a while. And I'm like, but why? She's like, because I'm crazy. And I'm like, oh my God. So I had to like give her like similar advice to that. But I think like, I mean, I don't know like the backstory why you want to give up on things, but if the guy has not done anything to hurt you physically, emotionally, mentally, he's been a great guy, but you just are troubled from like a past relationship, I think you got to give the guy a chance. You got to let him.
Yeah. Cause it's not his fault.
Yeah. It's not, you can't take it out.
And we're like best friends.
Did you guys meet at a young age?
Oh, at school. Yeah.
And you guys been together for a long
time? Like in college right now.
Okay, and you guys been... So you guys were friends first and then turned into lovers, right?
Yes.
Imagine.
I just want to see like...
Imagine like being like best friends and then like, oh my God, we just kissed. Like imagine.
It's exciting. It's like, because this is all like...
Super. That's kind of cool.
Exciting. Yeah.
Because then you jump into the relationship like with a really good friendship.
Here's my thing. Are you guys dating or are you guys just like seeing each other?
Dating.
Okay. And then just problems. Okay. And then I know you mentioned something about family. Do your guys' families not like one another?
No, it's just like a family emergency just happened on his end. And that's been like the focus, and I've been like trying to be there for him.
Yeah.
But, there's just been like, I'm like trying to be super positive, yeah, and then it's just being like brushed off. So I don't really know what to do. Like, I don't know what else to say. I don't know.
I think you're doing a really good job. I think that the way that you are as a human being is very caring, very, hey, I want to give you my attention. Like, I'm here for you. But you also you also have to understand that not everybody is like you. For example, there's so many times, and I've learned this throughout being in a relationship with Karen, that she is so different than me. Like me, I'm kind of like that guy you're talking about. Like, I'm kind of like, hey, like, just give me my space. Like, it's okay if I'm not talking to you. But Karen is very like, hey, you know what I mean? Very Karen, very me. So,
yeah.
And it's not a bad thing. It's really cool. But I just want you to understand that because I've even had to learn this for myself too. Because, for example, if me and Karen get in a fight, I want to talk about it immediately. I want to solve the problem immediately. I want to talk to her. I need her to like stop what she's doing. But she's not like that. She wants her space. She wants to talk later. She needs some silence. And it's very hard for me to accept that, because I think in my mind that that's wrong. But you have to understand that not everybody is going to be like you. So if you really feel like this guy likes you, then continue and you know, get to know him more. But if he's just shading you and just doesn't really like acknowledge the fact that you're there for him, then we might have to be talking about something else. But
I don't think that's the I don't feel like that's the case.
Yeah,
like,
if that's not like the case, then I think that you're straight. But
I also feel like when the relationship's so new, like feelings are so new as well. So when they're not like giving you the time of day, it almost feels like you like start going crazy, because you're like, oh my God, because you're just used to them having their attention all the time. And then suddenly like something else happens, it can't be around. And you almost like, what's it called when you get, you start to get a little paranoid and nervous. Like, why?
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. So like right on the dot, Karen.
So no, I get that, because I think I was like that with Sebas forever ago, like years when we first met. He gave a lot of attention to a lot of his friends. And I was like, I just want like a response back, and his responses back would be like an hour and a half later, 3 hours later. And it would make me like, I didn't want to be crazy. Like, what the fuck? But I was also, I was starting to be kind of like, like a part of me wants to cry, because I'm like, dude, like what the hell? And I don't want to act crazy. So I get it. It's, I feel like you just have to maybe talk to him, and express how you feel. I'm like, hey, you know, like, I just want to let you know, like, I'm really here for you. And if you need space, like, let me know, I'll back up. And I mean, of course he's going to say no, but it's good to just be on the same page so that he understands you, and then you can understand where he's coming from, because you're probably blowing him up, but maybe he also has like family down on his throat, you know, giving him, maybe he's like the backbone for his family and he's doing a lot that, you know, you don't know about. So maybe it's good to like talk to him about that stuff and see what the situation is. Cause I mean, at the end of the day, if something happened with family, like on, for example, Sebastian's part, I'd probably be the last person he's worried about, thinking about, you know, he puts family first before anybody. So I feel like I can understand the situation, but I think it's just communication's like the biggest thing, is like just reach out, communicate, see what's going on, and maybe he can give you like some closure so you feel like reassured that everything's okay and that you're doing the best you can.
I'm trying like to be there as best I can, because I want to be that support. So I feel good. I feel better about this.
Nice. Well,
so we're glad. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for supporting us. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Oh, I just bought 2 bucket hats. So, and a shirt.
Dang.
I can't wait for that to get in.
Oh, you'll get those very soon.
Did you get Tierra? The Tierra shade?
Yes, I got Tierra.
Oh, that's my favorite one. It's so.
Yeah. You look so good in it.
Thank you. Yeah. You know what? It's like the perfect, it's a perfect like tan shade. It's not like gray. It's not camel. Yeah. It's like perfect.
You can wear it with anything.
It's super
It's beautiful.
Cute.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I'm literally so excited to get it.
Aww, no worries.
And I'm going to be here like still supporting both of you guys. You guys make me so proud. I feel like you guys are like my cousins, my brother, my sister. So
that's
thank
the
you
goal.
So much for everything
Honestly,
that you
that's
do.
The goal.
Thank I really you. Appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, thank you so much.
Of course,
honestly.
Girl, no problem.
Okay, bye. Take care. Right.
Bye, love. Thank you, bye. Take care.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Take care. Bye.
I'll let you talk. You're really good at advice, babe. You're so cute.
I know I'm cute.
You're a pops.
How cool is this?
Yeah, I love
that. That was already our second caller. We have a great conversation with you guys.
Sebas is really good at advice.
No, you're good too. They're like, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm
more of like, girl, do this and that. And Sebas is more like relaxed. But that's how he is with any advice. Sometimes if I'm even like stressed about something that's out of my control, just talking to him, he's really like compassionate and understanding.
Okay.
Well, I'm more like aggressive sometimes. Yeah.
All right. So before we start with our third caller, I'm going to take my birthday shot.
Go for it, babe. Is that cool with you? Deserve it.
Is that cool
with you? Girl, you deserve it.
And even if you didn't,
I'll play that Drake song.
And even if you told me no, I would have done it anyway because I'm 30 years old. I don't have to listen to you.
Take three of them.
Like, I literally don't have to listen to anybody because I'm 30. Boink. Dude, I'm 30 in New York right now. I'm a 30-year-old man, everybody. A 30-year-old man. I'm wise. I'm intelligent. Did I say I'm wise already? Uh-huh. And I'm sexy. Happy birthday to me. And thank you guys so much for supporting La Platica.
Oh, it's going to go down rough.
Nothing goes down rough when you're drinking out of La Bota. Oh, shit. Wrong one. All right. Third caller. So this next caller, it's the 510 number.
Got it.
She said, oh my God, I have a good one. Well, let's see how good it is.
She is from East Bay Area. Oh, no, Oakland.
Oh, nice.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Hello.
Is this who I think it is?
I don't know. It's AT&T. We're ready to collect your bill. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
I'm good. You know, I've been telling everybody you're actually our third caller right now. We're 3 for 3. 3 for 3 right now. And I saw your message and it said, I have a good one. So we want to hear your good one. Let's get...
Okay.
I'm sure it's a little spicy.
Maybe, kind
of. All right. We still want to hear it anyway. And hopefully we can give you some good advice.
Okay. It's kind of, I don't want to say it's exactly like, because I know you were kind of saying like relationship advice. So coming from someone who's never been in a relationship, actually.
Okay. Oh, this is good.
And I was just kind of wondering, because I'm 22 also. So kind of grown, never been in a relationship.
Okay.
So I was just like wondering, I feel like I get to like the point where, you know, you start talking to someone, you start feeling it and then you like get scared, I guess. For me, I get kind of nervous again because I've never been in a relationship. So I start to kind of like back away and I'm just kind of like, how do I stop doing that?
So I've been telling everybody, I give more like, I've noticed like a more manlier advice, you know? I don't necessarily know why you back up away from being in a relationship because obviously you kind of like the person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know, like when you reach that goal, I don't know why you stop. I really don't know. But is it because you just don't? Because, I mean, if your head over heels for somebody, you're going to want to be with them, right?
Yeah, so, I feel like it's kind of like... I guess you get kind of scared to like open up to someone and like to communicate.
Got it.
Nothing wrong with that, actually.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. If anything, strong. I feel like you're one. Yeah, exactly. Hell yeah. You're one of those like women that are like strong and no one fucks with.
I personally feel like if he's just not the one. Like whoever you're seeing, you're just actually not that into it, and it's kind of good because you don't just like settle down. I feel like when you truly are really into someone, it's perfect. that's not going to be a question at all. You're going to be so excited and you're going to want to move forward and pursue in it. But maybe there's been some doubts that you haven't, that maybe just surfaced, like something he's done or he said or whatever. You were kind of like, oh, I don't know. And you back up. Because I mean, you can ask anybody. Nobody knows when to start an actual relationship. Like, there's no book on this. There's no exact way to do it. It just comes naturally. So if you're backing away, you are first and foremost super strong. You're very grounded, which is really, really hard because some girls just easily fall for something stupid or they just easily are like,
A lot of girls make it work. Yeah, regardless if it works or not, they want to make it work.
And they settle. But you know what? 22, no boyfriend. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I feel like this is really, really good. I mean, it's not unheard of. It's just, you're strong. You're strong. You're grounded. Are you in school? Do you work somewhere?
I just graduated last summer.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. So, thank you. Yeah, so I'm working now.
Yeah, so I feel like maybe like in your whole like 18 and up or whatever, you were probably super focused on school. Nothing, like there was nothing get in the way of that. So you were very determined. And now that you have a little bit more time to date, you're just not finding that right person yet. So I would just date around, girl. Date around, have fun, don't settle. Continue to meet whoever you want at your pace. There's no rush in life. And I feel like one of the biggest misconceptions about being a girl and dating is like everybody thinks you have to do it on a certain timeline. You have to have kids by this age. You got to get engaged 2 years after dating, which is all complete BS. Everyone's in their own journey and going on their own pace. So I would just enjoy life, girl. No rush.
Yeah. And like I said,
dates, see guys, of course, but settling down, if you're not 100%, you're not feeling it, and you have the same feeling you have with like previous guys, then just back up.
Yeah. I told the previous caller. I told caller number one. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm turning 30 years old.
Happy early birthday!
Thank you so much. Can you imagine being 30 right now? You would feel old as shit, right?
No.
Okay. Well, you will. Once you get there, you will. So as a 30,
everyone says the 30s is the new 20s.
So. Exactly.
So fun. I love my 30s. It's been
great. And I can't wait to live them. But as a newly 30 year old, and when I say 30, I say like this, look at 30 year old. You're so young. You're probably a beautiful young lady. And not only that, you're winning already because you're strong. You don't just go with anybody. Yeah. You know what I mean? I promise you. Hopefully one day you're gonna find that Mr. Right and you guys are gonna mesh so well that you're just gonna know, because you're not like those other girls that just meet somebody who's hot, maybe has a great job, but there's more to that, you know what I mean? So I think that when you actually the most attractive thing about a woman or a man is their actual brain and their personality.
And their heart.
And their heart.
Their intentions.
And their family. Their family is a big deal. So I think once you see all that, because I think you're picky, and I think it's so cool that you're picky.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good that you're picky, because when you're picky, you just cut out the fat. You cut out the fat in your life. You know what I mean? So when you actually finally tell yourself, dang, this is the one, you're going to have a really good relationship.
Yeah, no, it's really funny too, because I always tell myself that, you know, I'm always like, I'm not dating just to date, you know, like I can't do that.
Because I promise you right now, if you just date to date, and this is, once again, we're recording this, obviously. So I'm going to tell you guys right now, if you're just dating to date, you're wasting your time.
I mean, experience is good, but I definitely think that.
You're right.
When I date, I don't date. When I met Sebastian, it's like, I didn't date to be like, oh, I'm just going to date this guy. It's like, you want to eventually pursue a whole life with them and more. So definitely take your time. And you're 22, girl, travel. Well, once we can travel.
I know.
Once we're out of this Rona, everything going on, travel, enjoy life. Like,
I know.
Do as much as you can.
I was supposed to go to Puerto Rico.
Oh,
we were supposed to go to Puerto Rico and then our trip got canceled. So
that sucks.
Shoot. I mean, I promise you, we were planning on going to Puerto Rico too, because Bad Bunny is doing the concert. And I want to go for that. I've been to so many Bad Bunny concerts here in the States, and my goal is to actually see him in his hometown. But you know, everything all canceled. But you know, sooner than later, everything's gonna be Gucci, and then everything's gonna be good. And maybe we'll see you over there.
Yes, I know they already gave me my travel credit, so as soon as this is over and he announces the date, we're out.
There you go. But yeah, have fun, girl. Like, you're so young. And in the meantime, make your money, focus on your career, focus on family and the more important things. Definitely. And someone else will come around. That's amazing, though. I actually really admire that you're just like not somebody who's just easily to just start.
And don't think that the way that you are is like a problem. No. Like you coming at us right now with that, like, oh, you know, how can I change that? To be honest, don't even change the way you are. Just keep it like that. Because...
Okay.
Because, do you know Spanish?
Sí.
Te va a ir bien at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gracias.
Yeah, so, but once again, thank you so much. And I'm glad I actually called you.
Thank you.
What's your name again?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Nice meeting you, Tiffany.
Tiffany. Nice to meet you guys.
Tiffany from the Bay.
I'm like obsessed with both of you. Yes.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it so much. And we appreciate you like sending in that because it's not easy to like open up. Just to anyone, well, to us especially, about anything like that.
Yeah. No, well, hopefully we helped you out. Hopefully, you know, we acted like the big brother, big sister. Clearly, I can be your big brother. Like I said, I'm almost 30. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I turned 30 at 12. I'm 30 already in New York.
He's already drunk, too.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for tuning in to... Oh, shit. Wrong button. Thank you so much for tuning in to La Plática. Take care.
Thank you,
Tiffany.
Guys.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you guys.
Thank
you.
Too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, this is good. Because me and the boyfriend got hella questions. So, do you see that one where it's like this?
Hello.
Oh, my God. We're four for four tonight here on La Plática. Welcome. Hey. Welcome. 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 My name is Sebastian, host here at La Plática.
It's on.
What up, girl?
Karen.
Hi. Okay, before we get into this, I just want to, me and Sebastian are trying to figure out where you're from. 760.
Okay. Oceanside.
Oceanside.
Oceanside. No, I did say that. I did say it's either Escondido, Oceanside, or it's Imperial Valley.
Nice.
Yeah, no, Oceanside, California, girl.
Yay.
Wow, can you believe that we've called four people already, or a fourth one, and everybody has answered.
Damn, they're not true supporters then.
Man, we're super happy. Everything is going very smoothly here on La Plática.
All right, hell yeah. Yes.
What are you doing first and foremost?
We're watching American Thespian, or I don't even know, but... On Netflix, aquí estamos con los chiquillos, chamacos. Parent life, you guys.
Nice,
so
nice.
I was telling my boyfriend earlier because we recently got back together. So, you know, we have kids and, you know, relationship goes kind of up and down. So we've been dating since high school. So, I've been telling him about your guys' like, you know, your podcast and how you guys are talking about relationships and... I was like,
yeah,
one day if I can meet them.
Oh, hopefully.
Hopefully one day we will love
like,
that.
That's why when I commented, I was like, I wish to meet Emma, pero. That's why I've been telling my boyfriend, I was like, I want to shower, but what if he calls me when I shower?
Oh my God. That's so funny. That she wanted a shower, but like, what happens if I call, you know?
Well, good thing you waited.
Did you shower?
No.
Ooh, anda pestosa. Fuck it. Hey, but now it's worth it because I called. But on your DM, it said, me and my boyfriend have so many questions for you guys. So if anything, we would like to answer a couple. So shoot them.
Hopefully.
I can tell you, I was like, babe, I got to write this down. Porque cuando me llame, I'm going to be like.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad that
I'm going to be all like white out, blacked out, not knowing what to tell him. No, but we just wanted to know because I know you guys had mentioned about, you know, trust issues and like. You know, you got to let your partner do whatever the hell they want, and, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you guys get, I'm sure you guys have problems, right? Like, everybody.
Yeah, of course.
Like, how do you guys get over, like, or try to, like, build that trust again? Like, let's say you catch someone or, you know, or just anything in general.
Well,
and it's, like, hard to trust them out, like, with, you know, especially guys. When they go out with the guys and.
Well, here's my thing. Unless he did something before to make you lose mm-hmm. trust, then there is no reason to question him. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's just in our blood to be celosas. Like, we get like super jealous about things, so that's normal.
Yeah. Sometimes, especially like girls or us with like our social media and stuff. Yeah. You know, sometimes, like, Karen, you were saying like, you could still get dick pics. Like, goddamn.
Yeah.
Poor celos. But you know, I'm sure like sometimes in the beginning when you were barely starting out and stuff, like, would it bother, like, or how do you guys deal with that? Like, you just have to understand. Like,
yeah, that's really it. I have to understand.
And it's just, it's really building, like, trust, like, with each other. Like, you have to be honest from the get-go. Communicate always. Never hide anything, you know? If you're not hiding anything, you're very honest about things, there should be no issues. Unless there has been some type of lie in the past or something where you've, like, he's caught you or you caught him in something, then I can see where there can be, like, there could be problems where you almost like don't trust them anymore and you're gonna like question things. But if there's mm-hmm. nothing to question, then I mean there's no reason to really act up. You just gotta let him do his thing. But if it was the other way around where he like did do something, then like if Sebas lied to me about something, for example, let's say he's like, yo, I'm gonna go hang out and my mom's, and then Loki, he's like at a club or something like that, and I find out that he's there. Going forward, like,
for la chancla, you're waiting there.
I mean, to be honest,
he's on the couch, I'll
just put his location on his phone. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I feel like I would need to know, like, from the. I feel like I'd have to be a little crazy, but I'm gonna be like, where are you going? Like, are you being honest with me? This and that. I'm gonna be that person, like, mm-hmm. for a little bit until I feel like you're being honest. And if he's like, you know what, I do want to go to a club with my friends, it's just being honest with me, like, okay, what time are you getting home, who's going, who's going to be there. But now I don't even worry, because a lot of girls that follow me here on Instagram and on YouTube, they see him out and they say, if he goes out, they send me photos.
Estoy bien quemado.
Yeah.
No, one time, girl, he was eating in, at a restaurant, and some girl sent me the back of his head. she's like, I see him.
Poor
here.
Yeah, ya ni puedo comer en paz.
No, but honestly, if I'm being real with you, girl, you just gotta communicate. Like, there's gotta be open communication, and if the trust is not there, and there's still like lies, and then there.
Yeah, no, I feel like, well, this time, I mean, because we were on and off, but mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, shit happens, but it was never like to the point where, you know, I caught him with someone else or nothing like that. So. Yeah, I feel like now that we're getting older, it's like we're understanding how to communicate more.
That's so good.
Yeah. Going good. So I'm kind of happy. Now we look up to you guys. So.
Girl, just know it's not always smooth for us all the time. Like, there's times we argue about stuff, we bicker about things. In the past, we've been through things, and it's like you have to learn mm-hmm. to work it out and really always ask myself, is this going to matter 5 years from now? Is this going to matter 5 days from now? If it's not, let it go. Yeah. Just let it go. But but if it's something that's really going to hurt a relationship, like, and I can be like, no, this is not going to work, then that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
And just get up and leave.
But I'm sure it's hard because you guys have kids too, right?
Yeah, we have kids.
See, so. That's hard too, though, because there's babies involved, and that's never easy when... You got to deal with that. I can't even imagine how.
When there are babies involved, it's both of you have to be on the same page.
Yeah, no, the kids, you know, love seeing us happy now together. So,
exactly.
I mean, they always do, you know. So
how old are they?
Now that they're just, what was that?
I'm sorry. Finish your sentence. I'm sorry. I cut you off. I pulled a Sebas.
No, it's okay. It's just they're happy to see us together when we're together. So we're trying to, you know, look out for them. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're not hurting ourselves. We're hurting them. So we try to do that.
Yeah.
How old are your kids?
I have a girl. She's 6. And then my little boy, mama's boy, he is 3. So he's going to be 4 next month.
Oh, yeah. So they're very aware of everything, then.
No más dos,
No más dos, yeah.
Ya cierro.
When are the kids coming, Karen?
Oh, my God, girl. Oh, my God. I want another perrito.
Now that I'm 30.
Oh, my God.
Ya tiene que pasar pronto.
30. Ahora sí,
Ahora sí, ya estoy listo.
Sebas, now we can really, like, we've talked about kids already, girl, but I feel like now we can really have that conversation now.
Yeah, when you're in your 20s, you got to be selfish, but when you're 30s, Yeah, yeah.
Ni a nadie lo va a querer.
Ya merito.
Ni a mí.
Wow.
I know my mom in the beginning when I was younger, we didn't have no grandchildren. Or they didn't have any grandchildren. I turned 18 and they're like, my mom's like, oh, if you don't need estos, yeah. And I have an older sister and brother. Mm-hmm. And guess who came out pregnant first? Me.
Oh,
my God. My mom's like, I didn't want to get this from you.
It always happens like that, though.
I didn't need it for you. I wanted it for the older ones.
Yeah.
But then I had it, and then, yeah, they followed, so.
And, nice. And it's fun. Isn't it funny? Like, when, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but, like, when you see when someone gets pregnant, like a friend of yours, and then their parents are really pissed in the beginning because they're young. And and then right when they're born, the parents are like, what's a little ding, 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 like, you know, the little dance or the song they sing, like all the Mexican moms?
And the thing was that my parents were really strict with me, especially my older brother, which I thank him now that I'm older, you know. I feel like in those teenagers, you're like, oh, I hate my brother, this mm-hmm. and that. But no, now that I'm older,
they
understand.
Always look after you.
Yeah, and I'm like, shit, like, he was low-key looking after me, and he still does, so.
100%.
That's a good thing about big brothers, you know?
Yeah, always. They got your back.
But, man, thank you so much for actually answering, and we appreciate the talk.
Actually calling me.
No, thank you, because you probably helped out a lot of people watching this. Yeah. So we appreciate that. Hopefully we gave you some good advice.
Yeah, have one more question.
No, I feel like this is for Karen Chancey, just me as a girl or us girls, ladies. How often do you let, like, Sebas, like, go out, like, you know, with his guys and, you know, to get a breather?
Whenever he wants, hell yeah.
Okay, this is the
listen,
thing.
Listen, get out. Let me clean the house.
This is the thing. She should always
There's
let me.
Limited.
She should always. She should always let me go out whenever I want. Right.
Yeah.
To be honest, whenever I want. Pero yo, me as the guy. I should know my limits. I should know when. I should know not to
pasate la verga.
No, I should know not to abuse that privilege. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna be going out every single day. But if I go out once a week, once every 2 weeks, or if I go all out every, like, once a month, I should be able to do that.
Let me cut you off real quick. Here's my thing. If he's like every Wednesday and Thursday he's going to club, absolutely not. No. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't do that. He's more like, hey, I'm going to go out with the guys. We're going to go watch a game here, or we're going to go to the Laker game. We're going to go to dinner, or not dinner. We're going to go get drinks with the guys at some lounge. Like, they go out differently. So I love that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to strip clubs that I know of. They're not going to.
You cannot. Even if you want to go out, your man should not limit you. Yeah, your man should not limit you to going out with the girls, to going out with other things. You should be able to enjoy life without him.
Yeah, and it's really healthy for the relationship too. Like, I personally need my girl time, whether that's going, I don't know, like, to the gym,
you
workout.
Dang, ooh, dang. Now he's gonna unfollow me.
Oh, fuck. No, I'm saying, like even for me as a girl, I need my own time. I need my own friends. I need my space. And it doesn't matter if it's like to go shopping, if it's to go to the gym, if it's to go out to, like,
to
dinner with my girls.
Yeah.
Like, I need my time too. And it's so good for you to do that, to have your space and miss each other. But then also, like, I love collectively getting together with all of our friends together, couples together. And because when we go out, we're not like holding hands the whole time, like, I need to sit on his lap. It's like, we literally go out, we kind of just hang out with our friends, and then, you know, we're there all night with each other. So we have that good balance of all of that, but it took a while to get there. So if he's like, hey, I'm gonna go watch I don't know, a game at, like, a Buffalo Wild Wings, something like that, you should be okay with that. Never question it. Be like, okay, cool.
You shouldn't.
I'll see you later, you know, as long as, like, you know, the kids are good, and if you want to go out or he wants to go, like, make sure there's, like, a good communication between that. But there's gotta be it's a good balance, but they can't abuse it, as Seba said.
Yeah.
Well, you heard that, babe? Ooh.
Dile que no se pase.
If you're somebody
I'm hearing.
Oh, shit.
Sounds like he'll fuck up Sebas.
Yeah.
No, never.
Nobody. Thank you so much for supporting Karen and myself. And thanks for answering. We appreciate you. And hopefully we get to meet you one day. Thank you so much.
He's on his third shot. He's going to take another one right now.
Hopefully we can take a shot together soon in the future.
Yes.
You know, because
in Jalisco.
Yes.
Exactly. So thank you so much.
We were there too, but we weren't.
Oh shit, that's dope. Pues para la otra. Para la otra.
Para la otra, eh?
Okay. Right. Have a good night, guys.
Bye, girl. Take care.
Bye. You too. Bye.
How? She was so cute. How I loved fun. Her. Yeah. I loved her vibe.
Yeah. Have fun. Alrighty. So we've actually done 4 callers, and we're 4 out of 4, guys. You know how much that means to me. So we're just gonna do one more caller. Is that the last one?
That's the last one. No, you didn't have her. She DM'd me.
Oh, she DM'd you?
Yeah.
Oh.
If she answers, this means
5 out of 5.
Hello.
Perfect. Hello? We're 5 out of 5 callers and 5 of them answered. Thank you so much. My name is Sebastian and I'm the host here at La Platica. How's it going? I have my quarantine co-host here. I love Sarai.
Hello.
And we would like love to answer your relationship question.
I got your DM, girl, and I screenshot it. I was like, I had a good feeling about you. I'm like, this is lucky number 5 right here. I like the message you sent me. She liked my lashes and my look tonight.
Oh, there we go.
Oh my God. Yes, girl. You look so bomb right now. Oh my God. Also, before I ask for advice, I wanted to just say that thank you so much for speaking out on George Floyd.
Oh, and of course.
Yeah,
of course.
All of that situation. I really appreciate you guys. Oh, no, of course,
girl. No, this is... it's been terrible. That whole situation, this is something that's been going on for a long time now and it's not stopping, but just seeing that video, it's just so disturbing that I can't help it not feel. I feel terrible about the whole situation, and if I can use my voice in any way and help out. And I think people are sometimes scared to speak up because trust me, whenever I post something, no matter what I believe in and what my heart believes in, we're always going to get people that will attack us and say things to us. And, you get your handful of messages like that, but nonetheless, I didn't care. I'm like, I don't care. Someone died and you got to speak up about it. So I appreciate it. And I hope that everybody continues to post about it and talk about it. And, hopefully we see some changes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I appreciate that so much.
Of course.
Okay. So my story is kind of long. I don't know how much time you guys got.
We got time, girl.
But to keep a short story, or a long story short, basically I've been talking to this guy / dating this guy for over 2 years now. 2 years was in May. And basically we've never met each other's families. And at first it was
we thought you were going to say we've never met each other.
I was like,
No. Yeah. We've never met each other's families, and family's a really big deal to me.
Of course.
And
it has to be.
If you're dating somebody and then you meet their family, it can go right or it can go
exactly bad. Because when you date somebody, or even if you marry somebody, that means that you're dating or marrying their family as well.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And basically I have a lot of feelings towards it. At first, it was mutual when we first started talking and first started dating. I didn't want him to meet my family and I didn't want to meet his family. I just wasn't ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
I had a son at a really young age. So when I graduated high school, I got pregnant with a guy who I was in a serious relationship with. Mm-hmm. Obviously we were young and it didn't work out. So I have a son and I didn't want to be bringing, guys around my son. I didn't really think that was cool until I understood, I knew that it was a real deal.
Of course.
So basically for the first year I was cool with it. I was I don't really want, you to meet mine. I'm not really ready to meet yours. And we were kind of just enjoying each other's company.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of being chill about it, not being asked questions about our relationship, not being digged, by our relatives about who we're seeing, stuff like that. It was just fun. And then we passed a year, right? Yeah. And I was like, okay, like I'm starting to feel kind of ready to, like, you know, see each other for holidays and be around mm-hmm. each other more and go over for dinners and
yeah.
just, like,
take it to the next level.
I was ready for, like, the next level. And he, for lack of better words, like, definitely was not. He had never brought, like, a girl home.
Got it.
And, like, we are about 23, 24. So we're so young. Like, I'm not saying, like, you know, this is, like, the end for the both of us. But, like,
yeah,
we really care about each other. And, like, I know he really cares about me. But I don't really know what to do. Like, we've talked about it a few times. And, like, I don't know. I feel very, like, stuck because I've brought it up, like, 2 to 3 times already. And it's, like, been the only issue we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I have a feeling, like, it has to do with, like, all this, like, to say out loud. But, like, my son, and, like, obviously, like, if somebody can't accept my son or, like, somebody's family can't accept my son.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, like, somebody I want to be with. But, like, I don't know. Like,
Oh man, that one's hard.
Yeah.
I really don't know what to do. And, like, also, I have a feeling because his family is, like, he's full Mexican. And, like, they're super traditional.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, they're super traditional. And I'm like, oh, I know that they're going to be like, oh, she has a son.
Criticonas, like, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, also, too, like, I don't know if this matters. Like, I don't know if it's just me in my mind. But, like, so I'm half Hispanic. I kind of want to remain anonymous. So I'm not going to say what
I am. No, don't worry about it.
But I'm, like, half Hispanic. And then my mother is Asian.
Okay.
So growing up in my household, we never spoke Spanish. Mm-hmm. My parents didn't speak it to each other. We weren't close to my father's side. Like, Spanish just wasn't in our household. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I wish it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I wish I spoke Spanish. I look very, very Hispanic. People come up to me all the time. and they always ask for help. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I wish I could help you.
Yeah.
And I kind of have a feeling, like, with having a son at a young age and also not being able to really connect with them. Sorry, my son.
Oh, no worries.
It's okay.
Hold on, Papa. I'm on the phone, okay?
Oh.
I know. Just go. I'll be right there. Go, I'll be right there.
He's all laughing.
he's, like, laughing at me. I just know, like, with having a son at a young age, also not being able to maybe fully connect with them on a cultural level.
Mm-hmm.
Them being traditionally Hispanic, like, I don't want to get in the way of anything. And, like, I also don't want to, like, ruin his relationship with them.
Yeah. I think that he should understand that you taking it to the next level is going to be a big deal for you. Mm-hmm. And it's going to show you a lot. It's going to show you a lot about what he's willing to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think that if he's still kind of a little standoffish, either A, I think you should have a really, like, big talk with him, because you're already willing and you were on the same page as he was, you know, months prior, I don't know, maybe a year prior, you know, about, like, just, you know, keeping a distance. But if he can't see that you're ready and you're ready, and he's still really not making that effort into, you know, the next step, then, you know, I'm not saying, like, oh, like, you know, like, dust him.
No.
I'm just saying, like, you need a good conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you really need to see, like, hey, what the fuck is up? Because if you're not ready for the next step, we already been, you know, whoop-de-wop doing this and that. Like, you know, like, because maybe it'll give you a better understanding of where his position is in his own life.
Yeah.
And also, too, I feel like because we have been dating for 2 years and, like, coming up on the holiday season, I'm just kind of like, are we really not going to spend, like, another holiday together? Like,
and I feel like just by you talking, I can tell that you're very, like, educated, you're well grounded. I feel like you know what's important in your life, you know, like, as far as, like, your son goes first, family goes first and all that. So these are the next steps to making this relationship more official, bigger than what it is, you know. And it's like, do you feel maybe he's he's not on your level, because I feel like you having a kid at a young age, you grew up quick. You had to learn how to take care of not only yourself, but a baby on your own. And I'm sure no one prepares us for that moment. But do you think maybe he's afraid of that commitment because you have a child? Do you think that's could be from that?
Yeah, we definitely had that conversation before. And like in the very beginning when, you know, we weren't as serious as we were, and he was like scared of it. And I did communicate with him, like, I'm not asking you to like be his father, you know, like I'm not asking you to, I'm just asking you to accept me and him and how I come, and just treat him with respect, like just acknowledge. And he has, like, he's great. Like every time my son has an appointment, he's like, oh, how did it go? Is he okay? How's he feeling? Like, he's like very, you know, supportive. Yeah. And every time we're together, he does talk about him. It's just the fact that he's never met him.
Oh, he's never met your baby, right?
No, like he's never met like my family.
Oh, got it. Okay. Like, see, I thought maybe, okay, this makes sense then, because I thought maybe he already was like playing possibly like a father role for him. Got it. Maybe so, like, he's really scared. Maybe he just doesn't, he's afraid of not knowing what to do. This is a whole life change for him as well. And it,
I'm sure he
loves and cares for you. I'm no doubt about that, but.
Yeah, but at the same time, he's known about this for a while.
I know, but here's the thing. If she said a year ago, like let's say a year ago, you're like, hey, I'm not ready. He probably was like, okay, I'm not ready either, because this is a big commitment. Yeah. And you guys, no one knows in a relationship where it's going to go, but if you guys have been doing good and working it out, he should know that this moment was going to happen eventually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But maybe the thought of, it's almost like you get cold feet. Like maybe the thought of it getting closer to that moment scares him, and maybe he hasn't told his family.
Well, to be honest, you can only get cold feet for quite some time until you have to actually really do it.
Girl. Here's what I want to point this out really quickly too. I think before meeting each other's family, I think you need to introduce him to your son, and you need to see if that clicks and that bonds, because if he's around and you can just tell he's annoyed with your son, or he's bothered, or your son doesn't like him, that's an absolutely out the door. Your baby comes first and bye boy. Yeah. Like that's it. So I think you need to let them bond for a little bit. And I'm not talking like a couple of days. No, they got to get to know each other, and you have to really see your boyfriend in your home space or in your, like in connections with them. Because last thing you want to do is you guys meet each other and, oh my God, let's say you guys fall in love with each other's family, and then he meets your son and it's not vibing. Your son's uncomfortable, or he acts a different way. Like, or, you know, we always constantly hear about, you know, oh my God, my mom's boyfriend's this way, or my boyfriend did this too, or acted this way. He doesn't like my kids. Like, we hear this a lot throughout like the world, you know? So you want to make sure that is a good bond first. And then from there, if your son loves him and your boyfriend ends up loving him and that works out, and then families meet and it's whatever, fuck it. At least your small family is working out, and you guys can eventually grow into a bigger family of your own and start your own traditions and do your own thing. But I think it starts with your son, because he's most important than anyone else.
Yep. Like I said, me being a guy, I think you just have to, you know, let him know straight up.
Like, hey, what are the next, okay, we need to talk, like, what are we doing? Where are we going at with this? Where do you see yourself? Just
tell them, I'm not trying to be in this, I'm not trying to go in circles. Like, I want to take it to the next level, and that's it.
Yeah, okay. I'll keep you guys updated.
DM us, let us know how that goes. But like I said, thank you so much for answering.
I didn't think you guys were going to call. Oh, honestly, come on. An hour had passed and I was like,
I started on my Insta story and I was like, I'm so sorry. We're starting a little bit late.
Because I had to film something. So I was like filming a makeup tutorial. And then after that, Sebastian had to set up the whole room down here. So I was like, oh, shoot, we're running late.
But thank you.
Yeah, girl, you look bomb. I'm glad you filmed that.
It's super easy, girl. It's one of those like 5-minute looks, just quick, easy, skincare focused. Like,
yeah, she'll be up soon.
Yeah, a mom. I was gonna have Sebas edit it tomorrow, but he can't do it tomorrow.
I can't. It's my birthday. I'm be 30.
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank you so much, and have a good night.
Thank you.
Give your son a hug, for us.
Of course.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
of course,
the
day. All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
Take care, girl. Bye.
Bye.
What? Aww, an amazing night.
I know.
What? I can do this every single night and just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Yeah, look at me. I'm the relationship. Well,
show it to the camera, not to me.
I'm the relationship advice expertise here. And that's all the time we have left today on La Platica. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Apple Podcast. You like when I talk like this, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't.
guys, thank you so much for the support. Me now being 30 tomorrow.
Take a shot.
I'm basically,
take a final shot.
I'll take a shot. Me being, I'm basically 30 already in New York. But I just want to say, for those who've followed me and Karen since, you know, I was doing hair or whatnot, like way back when, we notice you. We love you. Thank you so much. And for those people who just started following us or recently started following us, we love you. We appreciate everything that you guys do. And that's it. Like, that's just super blessed. I'm super grateful. La Platica version 2.0 is coming soon. I'm super happy to introduce you guys to that. I love doing this with you, Karen. I love giving advice to other people, people who support us and we support them. So I just want to say thank you. Have a great night. Follow us on Instagram. My name is Sebastian Robles. Karen Sarai Gonzalez. I love Sarai. Oh, I gotta take a shot.
Yeah, I was like, you don't want to end this, do you? Take your shot right there.
Ay, me estoy meando. Here's another shot. And to be honest, this video went so well. I thought it was going to be like a 30, 40 minute video, but it's not. It's over an hour video, yeah. So I'm not going to get it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it will be up soon. And yeah.
Here's if I shot. Be up on Sunday, finish the whole bottle. Finish it.
I can't finish it.
It's almost done. One more shot. That's all you need.
No, after.
Oh,
yeah. Vinci morro.
Look at him. Look at awesome. Look at awesome. He's staring at you. All right, guys. Okay. Thank you so much for joining today. We'll see you guys in the next Platica.
Oh, wow. You know it.
Bye.
Bye.